Lesson 6. The Two Pillars of Meditation and the Truth That's Hidden Beneath It. I just love that opening line. It seems like such a juicy way to introduce a new lesson. But like any foundational practice that's full of nuance and context, all the way up the top on the surface, there is a set of basics that are built on top of everything that act as gatekeepers for people to enter into, that make something understandable, relatable, and achievable until we can master those and move to the next level of the intermediate or the expert. Sometimes along the way, we're not ready to discover the truth until we're already knee-deep into something. Other times, like this one, understanding the truth can give us a little bit more of an accelerated understanding into ourselves. Seeing as the core principle of meditation is about going within and to understanding yourself, giving you some extra high-level tools along the way that can leapfrog this understanding can bring you further and faster with fewer roadblocks. The only difference is, if you are the person looking to find a problem in every solution, this will inherently trip you up. So I'm not really worried about giving away anything that I shouldn't. Merely giving you an extra set of tools that you'll be able to use to help you understand yourself. So what are the basics? Every single person that starts meditating falls into one of two camps naturally. You can either visualize very easily, or you can achieve sensation very easily. Some people that can achieve sensation have a really hard time with guided meditations because they're being asked by the narrator to visualize something and they can't quite recall that picture in their mind or build a mental visualization in their mind. There are certain aspects that we're going to talk about in later lessons that are going to help you unravel all that and teach you how to use sensation triggers to achieve visualization practices. But these are a fundamental two-skill set that regardless of where you start, you need to be training and developing both skills as you go along. This challenge that you will inevitably face at one point in time or another is actually going to define your meditation habit on how you approach that challenge when no one else is looking, when no one else is grading your paper, but only you come across a problem that needs to be fixed. Some people will look at that as the excuse they've been searching for in order to quit the habit. Others will strive towards mastering a new skill or adapting their current skill set to then understand a new language. But if we were to turn these into languages right now, so our visualization is one language and our sensation within our bodies is a separate language, it really becomes as simple as that. And sometimes you feel like you're traveling to a different country and you don't know the language. And a lot of the time our brains can kick into fear mode or to overthinking mode in those moments and move into a fear-based response. I've seen it many times and I've heard about it many times where somebody sees a geometric pattern appear in front of their face when they're meditating or feels like they're being pulled to somewhere else and they're seeing a vision of something they've never seen before and immediately invokes a fear response or a storytelling response to explain what has just happened. I think more so it's more common on the sensation side, the first time you feel somebody's arm brush against you when you're meditating, or the first time you feel yourself rolling over inside your body, can lead the brain to jump to a lot of conclusions that there is no proof or context for. So again, there's a choice in that moment, whether you use into a fear-based response moving you to an excuse to stop, or you set off on a challenge mode looking to master and understand that skill. This is really the truth behind understanding the basics of the difference of the two. But as a solid meditation habit, you're going to need to master both. Both have a much deeper meaning than just how you process or understand a different language. Understanding the grammar and the context within that language to what it's speaking to you is the truth that lays beneath. For example, if you are sensation-based now, right, if you're comfortable with sensations, you have a hard time visualizing, you are rooted within your body. You are rooted within your ego and in your core now. If you are visualizing, you are rooted in the ethereal. You are up in your mind or up in your head all the time and actually disconnected from your body. Now, I use the word disconnected on purpose, even though the meaning behind it sounds like it's bad or negative. It's not. It's just something that is. You cannot change your starting point where you are today listening to this lesson. You can merely understand it. And if you can take that attitude moving forward as an understanding without judgment, then what you choose to make of it as you start to go forward and the skill sets that you choose to work on as you're moving forward become something that's controllable and very, very productive. If you're too busy being upset for where you started, you'll never move past that point because you're so grounded in that perceived failure. So if you can accept that those two differences are actually very small details and all it is a skill set, I would like to spend the time of this lesson diving into the deeper nuances of what that starting point means for you. And don't worry, over the course of the next two lessons, I'm going to be dedicating one lesson to visualization and one lesson to sensation to give and teach you the skills that you're going to need to practice to develop those skills. Accepting a deep truth about yourself, about starting points, is no small feat. To be able to look at it honestly and without judgment here today within this lesson. To know this is where I'm starting because this is the way that I've looked at my life. This is one of the first big topics we're going to discuss throughout the course of these lessons that requires a level of honesty and vulnerability that is probably going to make you feel awkward and trigger some self-defenses. Now, of course, my hope is that that doesn't happen. But be mindful and be aware that if you start feeding yourself excuses as we go through this lesson, and furthermore later on when you're thinking about this lesson and rolling it over in your mind, that those defense mechanisms are natural and normal and 100% okay if you can see them for what they are. If you allow them to seize control of you in the moment and push you down a rabbit hole, then maybe this is not the right time for you to explore this habit. True knowledge of yourself means the ability to look inwards without that judgment and without weaponizing your own reactions to self and to truths within yourself. And it's something that should be treated with care and kindness and with as much love as you can in that moment as you're discovering things about yourself that are strictly in the past. Sometimes that's the funniest thing about this rabbit hole that a lot of people push themselves down for. Regardless of where your starting point is today, that is a product of everything that has already happened. So your ability to change your starting point today is irrelevant. And it's substantially out of your control because those things have already happened. Some people's visceral reaction when somebody says you're stuck in ego or you're stuck in your head can be the excuse that they're waiting for in order not to grow past that point. But in truth, if you can look at that without judgment and realize it is only a starting point, that gives control back to you to change course on direction of where you want that journey to be, or maybe have your starting point or your actual point match where you think you are and putting in the work to get there. Unfortunately, more often than not, people take the "this is what I don't have" approach rather than seeing the tool that they do have already. I want to remind you that both of these tools are tools that you have the ability to access and use for your benefit. A couple quick examples of that is you need to be in your head in order to see past an emotional reaction and find the higher truth or see the higher truth within a particular event. You need to be within your body in order to see how things apply directly to you, and even such simple things as a body scan and seeing what's going on with you and how you feel. Even if we look at our own emotions, it's a two-part process. First, you have to understand what you're feeling and where you're feeling it in your body. Then you move from the body to the head to understand the why and move through different perceptions of an event that happened to know that it's not just about your feelings, it's also about other people's feelings. If you're stuck inside your body, you'll never move into an empathetic approach to a situation to have a full understanding or the complete truth of a situation. If you're stuck in your head, you generally will only look at the other person's perspective while dismissing your own emotions. These are tools that need to be a part of your arsenal or a part of your toolbox along the way, that each require the practice and the respect that they deserve, regardless on where you're starting. So the simple advice is, when we sit at the surface level or at the gatekeeper stage of this, is understanding where you're starting and work with that. And then use different compensation techniques to leverage that mentality to understand the other language. No different when you travel to a foreign country and you don't know the language. You start using hand signals, you start pointing to things, you have pictures, you might use a translator app on your phone. That ability to adapt is within you if you choose to use it. This situation is no different. You can achieve a visualization meditation using sensation if you just adapt the words that are being told to you in that moment and change them for the language that you currently understand. But as time goes on, you're going to start practicing those skills and you're going to start moving between head and body naturally, based off of what you need and want in that moment. Having said that, that's only possible if you choose to do the work in learning a new skill. If you stay stuck in the "this is what I don't have" mentality, you'll never progress past that point. Now, if that's something you want, feel free to dismiss this lesson and carry on with the next two that just teach the structures to understand the way that you currently meditate or the way that you currently understand language. But if you can move into a space of acceptance with this, learning more about yourself or be able to go deeper inside yourself without triggering that judgment will by far accelerate this process for you and make a much deeper meditation habit with inside yourself. So until next time, we'll see you soon.